Welcome back to another episode of Greenbox Gaming Plays Delta Green Hellhole, written and run by Alex Sun of RPG Reanimators. Let's jump right back in.
Okay, so you are hurt. You are hurting.
Petrov is very hurt. He has 3 hit points, and unless I'm mistaken, you lose consciousness at 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you're trying to tell someone else what to do for your first aid. Why don't you roll medicine?
All right, let's see. Don't mess it up, no pressure.
You're getting a little lightheaded.
79 over 60, that's a
fail.
All
right, so like you're trying to tell whoever is coming up to you, what, Oscar, right?
Yeah.
Or whoever is doing the first aid. You're trying to say, just bandaged here, put pressure here, but you straight up just pass out for a little. You lose consciousness.
Just like a little brownout, just like whip.
Quiet, I got this.
You're on your own. Give you a first aid.
Oscar's not worried about the one who's just like wiping sweat off your forehead.
That's a failure from...
Okay. Oh my god.
You bandage him up as best as you can in these circumstances.
I think he's stable, but man, this is gonna hurt in the morning.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, you still there, Omar? Speak to us.
Hey. Don't let Dale touch me.
And you look over and Dale is like just drawn a gigantic adrenaline syringe out of the backpack.
Like that scene in Kill Bill. Like, or not Kill Bill, not, like in Pulp Fiction.
Dude, my mind went to the same place and I was like, Kill Bill. Wait, it's not Kill Bill. It's Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Okay, what do we
just do a stabbing motion? You stab her 3 times? No.
Okay, we need a Petrov. Where are we going, man? Where are we going? All right. Okay, Petrov, shut up. Don't hurt yourself. Roy.
We need to get to the hospital. Maybe. I want to make sure if it's okay with Omar. I want to make sure what happened here. I mean, what if we come back? Is this the rocks? And can Roy, without making this too tedious, can he like sort of get the rocks and bring it closer?
So you threw him down the stairs, right?
Yeah, I threw him as far away as possible from the room.
Okay, yeah. And then you're going to pick him up again?
Yeah, and basically, you know, inch closer while everybody's out of the room, right? We're kind of like in safety and see if it messes with them or as it gets closer.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't.
Really?
The room's messed up.
Roy takes the bag and throws it all the way next to the MRI.
Does not go off.
That's all I got.
Perplexed.
Who knows what happened?
What? Like Omar, like he pulls Jack close. He's like,
leave the rocks in the green box. We need to go to the hellhole. We need to figure out what is happening.
Omar, you're no position to go to the hellhole right now.
Maybe you should split up.
Okay. That's wild.
All right, Alex.
Could the audio listeners detect that smile on Alex's face?
I'm always smiling. It's the ultimate poker face.
I don't think we should split up.
It's a particularly cruel smile when you said that, is the thing.
Roy.
Roy's like, I don't know about that. And he kind of eyes Jack, like, aware of Jack's little breakdown he had earlier. He's like,
I appreciate your scientific method here, but if I'm hearing voices, I don't think those rocks are going to turn on just for you. You're not going to be able to get your rocks off, so to speak. Let's get this man some medicine. And he's like, so he's got that stupid, stupid smile on his face after being so damn smart in his head.
Oh,
I guess, you know, Omar's in so much pain. He's like, take me to. Oh God, like, I don't know
Petrov.
If he would want to go to the ER even because he doesn't want to have to explain this.
If we could find you a facility, sort of after hours. I know your forte is sort of like veterinarian work. If we could get you the implants that you need, do you think you could fix yourself a little bit?
I could try.
Dale, that's actually a great idea. Petrov, don't you have an assistant? Who the hell do you work with?
Oh my god. Is it just dogs? I don't know how off book we want to go with going back to Petrov's clinic and letting his assistant sew him up.
Well, my thought was, doctor.
That's
if
fine.
We could break into a veterinary clinic, I forget what hour of the day it is, but if we could just get Petrov what he needs to maybe give him some bonus to heal himself, because we sure as shit don't have
I think that what it is, if that's what we're doing, if it's like gonna be fine, it's like, we're going to my place. And okay. he's like someone else drive.
All right, get him in the car.
Yeah, I want you to have the understanding that your clothes are just being soaked with blood because you've just been lacerated and you look like a crumpled rag doll.
Yeah, we need to stay out of sight. We're going. Okay. He gives you the address for his clinic in this, you know, which is like on the outskirts.
Do you have a clinic in Boston?
Make a luck roll.
That's what we had said.
Okay. Yeah. I was assuming that we all...
Let's see how close it is. Make a luck roll. You're going to get the clinic regardless.
All right, quick, before we leave, Jack is going to be like, guys, get him to the car. Get the engine running. I'll be right back. And he grabs the dead cord, and he says nothing. He grabs the dead cord, and he starts going upstairs to get rid of the green box.
You're gonna explode a building in the middle of downtown Boston.
He's gonna try and explode the MRI machine.
So real quick.
Bad MRI machine. We'll show that.
Bad MRI.
Jack will get his revenge. Actually, there's something that I just thought of, but I don't know if I actually want to say it because I don't want the meta play to happen. I think I'm gonna keep it to myself.
Okay, I think that's a good idea.
Oscar's out there doing his own thing.
Jack knows, like, this is a building. Can he estimate how much damage it's gonna do? Is it gonna take down an entire building, or can he do enough damage to just clean the room?
First of all, yeah, you could definitely blow up this room with that cord. Do you want to save it for something else, or?
Okay, is it a one-time use, so that dead
cord...
Oh
yeah, because it explodes!
I was thinking it was like, you know, like nodes of dynamite. I've never seen dead cord before,
it's
so clearly...
Rope. It looks like just like one thin rope. Cable of rope, yes.
Okay, all right. I think Jack would do this. Jack would do this. There's no metagaming.
Okay.
That's how we roll.
All right.
Roy just left the rocks in there, too.
Hey, Jean, real quick, could you actually take your earbuds out for just a second, and I'll wave to you here in just a moment?
I can mute myself.
Fascinating.
Go ahead.
Mute yourself. So, I think that this thing affects electricity, and we know, because Alex had mentioned in the first, when we first ran into the debt cord, it requires an electric charge to set it up.
Uh-huh.
Fucking Oscar's about to get exploded.
The light bulb.
So, I think that's what's gonna happen. Okay.
I'm back.
Tell us what you do, baby.
Alright, he's gonna go upstairs, and he's gonna get...
I guess, while this is happening, Roy and Dale are just helping Petrov to the car best they can. Like, down the steps.
He's busted up.
Okay.
So he's going to try wire up the room. He's probably going to try stay away from the MRI machine. And he's going to, if he can, make sure that it gets dealt with and that this room is not accessible and is demolished.
Very well.
What do we think?
Roll demolitions.
Demolitions. That's a 40 on 40.
Great. So, let's say... you gotta hook it up to like a charge, right?
Light bulb, light switch, downstairs.
Okay. Yeah. So, I want you to roll luck.
Move on, John.
That's just a straight up D100. That's a 78.
Oh no.
All right. So that puts you like right in the middle of things as you're setting up, right? So you hook it up to the charge and then you're like moving all of the cord in place to do the most structural damage, right? And then something in the wall, it starts to like click, like. What do you do?
He looks back. Does he see anything?
Something is in the wall and there's like a mechanical clicking.
He just runs. He drops what he's doing and he fucking runs.
Okay, give me an athletics roll. Or dodge, up to you.
Do you have a backup character?
That's a failure on my athletics.
Do you push? Can you push?
Well, you gotta push it.
I have to push.
I'll let you push.
I have to push.
So this is gonna definitely kill you.
So roll 1d4 willpower.
Mm-hmm.
How much willpower do you have?
Oh, that's 4. That hurts.
Oh my god.
So I'm down to 6.
Jack is
willpower.
Down on willpower.
And I roll that athletics again.
Come on.
That's a failure.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Oh, no. I'm gonna roll a 15% lethality roll for you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If it's under 15.
You're okay, just wait, dead. But yeah. I assume this is the dead cord going off. Or what's happening?
Absolutely.
Are you okay? All right.
The cord is going off.
Is there anything that happens when this dead cord goes off, or is it instant? Like, can you see?
Yeah, it hurts a lot.
No, sure. But does
well,
it?
Well, I'm going to pull back the curtain. As soon as like a charge gets ran through the cord, it blows up. But I was giving you a chance by giving you the sound of this mechanical portion of the circuit going off. I rolled an 06. You are gone.
Oh. You rolled a what? Oh,
God.
I rolled an 06 on a lethality 15%.
Now, explain.
So that building goes up.
Pulverized.
Holy shit. So we're like walking him probably. Each of us has his arm.
Yeah, you're getting into the car. And then, Oscar is like,
all right,
let me take care of things up here.
All right.
And he blows the fuck up.
And the whole building just goes bam, or at least
you're
top
all knocked
floor
to your feet.
Well, like the top floor, right? It's
yes
a two-story building.
Yes.
You're telling me Jack just fucking explodes.
He just exploded.
Yes. He's gone. You can all give me a sanity roll against violence.
Jesus Christ.
Sanity roll. Sanity roll.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
I guess Roy's like, holy
that's a
cow.
Fumble. That's a fumble.
On okay.
Petrov's sanity roll.
So for
oh, we're all rolling sanity.
Yes.
That we said okay.
Oh, I missed that. I
yeah,
was.
My bad.
Yeah. No, please.
That is a Jackson. 67 under 70 for
Roy. Okay.
Jack's a goddamn hero.
So goddamn seeing American someone hero just killed.
I got a 44 under 50 for my sanity roll.
Okay, so on a... Oh, it's definitely going to be like a 1/1d8. If you fail, you're just taking the 8.
God, so I take 8 sanity damage.
You fumbled, so you take 8.
Oh, after taking 6.
I'm going to deflect.
Yeah, that's fine.
And see if we can get that down below 5. So I'm going to roll my d4 and see how much of that we're deflecting. We're going to deflect it on the Father Tyler. Okay. 4.
Oh, nice.
To bring it down to 4.
Now let's explore that a little bit. How, if you get out of this opera, how will your relationship suffer with your father?
Oh, this is Father Tyler. He's a priest.
Oh, yes. Let your religion suffer.
Yes.
Maybe you stop believing in that towards the end of that bond.
Oh, there is going to be
after that just happened.
When it comes time for confession, because this is the thing is Petrov's not really that religious.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's kind of like he's like a part of he's like he like makes something for the potluck and stuff like that. Oh, like he's the next time anything comes up with about God's plan or something like that. Oh, Father Tyler's gonna get an earful. just that kind of that nihilism, that that pessimistic.
John, I am going to give you another character.
Oh, immediately. That is, you are locked and loaded. You've prepared for this. I'm impressed.
Yeah. But yeah, so this thing explodes. Petrov barely doesn't go temporarily insane.
Wow, great.
Do we get anything for passing? Or?
It's 1. One sand loss.
Okay.
Because, like, you worked with this man. You survived an opera with this man before.
I mean, I still want to linger on this scene a second longer. I mean, the whole fucking building, the top of the... I think Roy would be like...
There's fire, smoke.
Smoke, and, like, try, like, immediately, like, run towards the building, knowing, but then, like, instantly knowing it's not going to do anything, just, like, kind of drop to his knees and be
He's
like...
He's dead, Roy. He's gone. No.
Holy shit, Jack. Oh, my God.
He's fucking gone. We gotta get.
There are sirens in the distance.
We don't know what happened. It might not be Jack. We don't know Jack tried to.
we don't know Jack exploded.
I mean, we don't know Jack tried to arm the thing. All we know is the MRI went off, and then the building exploded while Jack was tidying up behind us.
Oh yeah.
Like Petrov is like he's like opened the back door and is like hauling himself in the back seat. He's like. O'Leary, get Roy. We are leaving. As he, like, pulls himself up into the car.
I don't know how to drive stick.
God damn it.
Roy?
I can drive. I can do it. And he like, just shaking, gets in the car and just, like, and then pulls
and
out.
Petrov, again, is going to call Cho.
All right, you realize that your cell phone has been fucked up because of the magnet machine.
Oh. Like, I pull on the phone, and it's not completely fried.
Yeah, however, Opal and O'Leary, their phones are good because they were able to get out of the room.
O'Leary is going to toss his phone back to Petrov and be like, you do the talking.
He puts it on speakerphone.
All right.
And
you call
and
Cho.
I calls Cho.
Hey, I got a babysitter for you. The name is Nathan. You don't sound so hot. What's going on?
Cho, you remember the, God damn it, this is a secure line.
Yes.
The green box is gone.
What happened to it?
Cho, something from... The mission. It's there's a sample from underground. We think it caused an explosion. I am very injured. Hawkins is gone. Or Oscar. Oscar is gone. He's dead.
What the fuck? Okay. Can he be identified?
Probably not.
Good. All right. I originally sent Agent Nathan to babysit the VIP, but you can pull him as a resource.
All right, send him to my clinic.
I'll send you the number. Yeah, I'll okay. Nick him. I'll have him meet you at your clinic. You exchange the information.
Jesus, John. Just laughing. Still laughing.
Catastrophic.
That ain't me, man. That was Jack. It was out of my hands.
No, that was Alex. Alex.
Look, it could have been worse. We were sitting on that dead cord the whole time.
No, it couldn't have been worse. She double failed. It couldn't have been worse.
Joe, there was something in the explosion. There is a sample from underground. I don't know if the sample was exploded.
Can you recover the sample?
It was in the middle of an explosion.
How many of the samples did you get? Do you still have the sample?
They might have been destroyed. We don't know. I'm just saying you might need to send a team if any of that gets around.
God damn it, Omar. I'm low on resources here.
Joe.
We're strung out.
I blew my fucking spleen, Joe.
What the fuck happened to you? And you can kind of hear the handlers kind of... All right, well...
I got some glass in my arm, too.
Too much attention on this.
You are right, Joe.
All right, establish another area that's safe to set up, and then I need you and your team to investigate what's going on.
We are on it. We will meet your Nathan.
Okay.
So maybe...
He hangs up the phone and just lays in the backseat.
You're getting blood all over the backseat of this Volvo.
Maybe we're headed to Petrov's...
Clinic, yeah. What was the luck roll, by the way?
Oh, I never did that. 70.
All right, so let's say it's a little out of the city then.
Okay.
So, I think the whole way there, if we could do a little bit of I still think Roy's
just like 1,000 yards there.
I think Roy's just like, I mean, he's still shaking. He's like, I didn't, talking to Dale, he's like, Dale, I didn't think Jack could ever go away. I mean, he was so in control. In control until right up to the end.
All it takes is one bad turn of luck. You want to hit off this?
Are you like smoking meth in the car?
No, I think not meth. I think he's just like got a bowl of weed at this point. Like,
stop that. It smells disgusting.
Shut up, Roy's, old man.
Roy's like, I want the hard stuff. Give me a Marlboro Red.
Yeah, Dale will pass Roy's.
They're in the cup holder.
All right, eventually you do get to the clinic. There is a different car at the clinic parked there as well. This is after hours. It's like 6 p.m. now. As soon as you start pulling out of the city, right, a shit ton of cop cars, ambulances, firefighters, they go in the opposite direction as you.
God damn it.
Yeah. So what is your car agent, Nathan? What do you drive?
I think it'll be a rickety old Ford, red Ford Focus.
Oh, very nice. So there's a red Ford Focus there. The clinic's closed, and Agent Nathan, or whoever seems to be in this car, is at the driver's seat waiting for you.
Just smoking a cigarette, like, windows open, looking out.
What are we looking at?
He's a 25-year-old, fairly attractive. I wouldn't say he was as attractive as Jack, but he's pretty attractive. He's pretty jacked up. And he seems to have his full gear on. And his gear as a firefighter is like he's just come from being on the service. And this is obviously his break. And he got called in.
Yeah, he should be attending to a fire in Chinatown right now, but he's not.
Kind of flicks it off.
Yeah, you were told arrive. By Cho that you were going to be babysitting a mayoral candidate / councilman, but instead you got pulled away.
This guy's from Incel, by the way. So, what an unfortunate cell. Damn Incel.
I was going to say, I'm curious if it's just like an homage to Nathan of the Reanimators. That
maybe.
I killed him in this game once. I can do it again.
So we pull up, and I imagine these guys are again kind of helping. Like, Petrov can walk, but he's doing, and he like.
Yeah, you're fucking like, shredded and like in the bad way.
He's like fucking with this key. He's like the one with the red on it. There's like a key with a piece of red tape.
And you stumble your way into this darkened veterinary clinic. You turn on all the fluorescent lights. They pop on.
Does Nathan like get out, or is he just like watch us quietly as we go in?
Sorry, one sec. All right, Nathan sees you. Nathan sees you rolling up, and he like begrudgingly gets out. Says you. What happened? Where's this guy? What are we doing? Who the fuck is that?
Come inside.
Okay, let's go. And he begrudgingly helps out.
As you guys are carrying Omar, he'll be like, I heard there's an opera in town.
No need for that. No need for that, brother. And he kind of helps get you inside.
No, seriously, I need to hear the other side.
Yeah, it's kind of protocol.
Oh God, and I may have forgotten.
I'm a little bit loosey goosey, but you simply must.
Oh really? I heard they were quite nice this time of year. Red All Sox right. blue cap scarf, blue scarf.
Get in here.
Roy whispers to Dale. He's like, Jack was cooler.
We get in here, there's like a big, you know, like big stainless steel table for operating on animals. And like Omar just kind of like flops on it. And he's like, do you know anything about medicine?
Yeah, what do you have? And he looks around the room and picks
up. Does anyone have surgery?
Oh.
That's like a special thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I don't have anything.
Do you have surgery, Petrov?
He does.
Then you can explain to someone else to do it for you. With a -10.
Somebody's already done a really bad job on this. Which one of you assholes tried this out?
It was Jack. He's fucking dead.
And where the... Oh. Sorry about that. let's get you patched up.
So, like, he will... I guess Omar will attempt to guide Nathan through the process.
All right, give me a surgery roll with a -10.
Okay, that'll be a 40. 23.
Great. Yeah. Recover a d4.
Okay.
Don't roll that.
1.
Oh.
Come on, Joe.
Yeah, this is as good as it's gonna get, buddy.
Oh, yeah, man. Is there anything...
So you're at 4.
I'm at 4 whole hit points, guys.
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
There's nothing else we can do.
That's correct.
Why are there pieces of metal in this man?
I'm trying to see a government issued let. What's a rebreather? I don't have any. Yeah.
For diving?
I don't have anything that could help.
So can we skip part where we tell him basically what's been going on?
Done.
Okay.
Jesus.
Nathan,
what?
You are all up to speed now.
Oh, God, I hate it. All right.
And my ex-wife and my goddamn daughter.
No.
Oh, Not that part.
He's that guy in your group.
Yep. Oh, do you have one too, an incel?
There always is one.
Oh, okay.
Not you, is it? Roy's like really suspicious of.
He just
what's your name
slowly,
again?
He slowly like looks at Roy and starts and like taps on the cigarette box and lights a cigarette and just stares at him with eyebrows. Just lights it up.
Oh, now there's two of them.
Roy comes up to him and like probably like looks up and is like, you know, mismatch sneakers are not mismatch like Skechers and like. Not fitted jeans. He's like, you got some pretty big shoes to fill here, bud. I hope you know that.
Yeah, Jack was sort of Roy's, he really looked up to him, you know.
Listen, Squat, I didn't want to come into work today, but I got a call to look after one guy, and now I'm looking after 3 guys.
Look,
I'm not interested in filling any boots. Let's just get the shit done and go home.
We need to go see what is going on in this subway. This is the thing I can think to do at this time. Maybe we can stop it somehow. I hope that the samples were destroyed.
Samples? And, okay.
We already called you up, remember?
Sample. Yeah. Okay.
Let me get this straight. Petrov, you're talking about going straight to the source of the contamination?
Do you have a better idea?
I gotta say, Agent Omar, that's a bit... I mean, if I still had my equipment, we could maybe research it and know what we're getting into, but if we go down there, I mean, we don't know any more than the 2 fools that went down there before know.
Maybe you're right. Maybe Julian. Julian, she is an engineer... She probably has access to records. We could find out what was there before.
I like that idea a lot.
Get a good night's sleep and maybe heal a little bit.
Yes, you can make a recuperation.
I like that idea. Yes, maybe we can look into the records and see what's been going on down there. Any other suspicious activity?
Yeah, maybe you can sleep. I ain't gonna.
He's going in.
I need guns. I need a fucking arsenal.
While you guys are sleeping and everything else, I think I need to check in with the department that had to sort out your goddamn mess and see if I can get those samples.
Very good idea, Nathan. Very good idea. Perhaps
yeah, you can show up to that site and use your official credentials and like see if you can snag.
Roy will like explain to him like what he's looking for, like what to the best of extent if he finds by some chance, these fucking rocks.
Well, I mean, they were very small.
Yeah, they're probably blown a mile away, but I don't know what Alex is going to make him roll, if there's, like,
Nathan,
even a chance.
Agent Oscar, he actually had some rocks and he put them in like a box that were on his person. So we'll see.
So it sounds like we are actually planning on splitting
apart. Agent Opal, you like threw him into a corner.
Right.
Yeah. Or he threw him up against the MRI machine, I thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they'd have been like in the middle of the room.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I think, yeah, Nathan's going to go try to recover what he can. Is that what? And then we're just going to go back to the Friendly's house and...
Dale is going to use his underground contacts to try to get as many munitions as possible before we go into this this cursed crawl space.
We should go in two teams. I do not want to go back there. Maybe one of you two can go with Nathan.
I don't give a shit if anyone's joining me. I'm going.
Roger. All right, so just for my own notes, Agent Nathan, you're heading to the...
Back to the green
remains
box.
Remains of the green box in order to find the pieces. We got Opal. What are you doing?
Oh, he'll be like, if Nathan really needs someone to go with him, I guess I'll go. I know what the material looks like.
All right, let's go, Pipsqueak.
Maybe you can contain it.
Okay, and then what about you, Agent Omar? Are you staying at the vet clinic just trying to rest and recuperate?
I think he will be trying to stay there, and he will at least call Jillian on the phone, you know,
okay,
and see if she can connect us with someone who can get us some info.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Info, yeah. And Opal, you're gonna make stealth, so you're doing that. And then we have O'Leary, you're making a drug deal with one of your contacts. Or not a drug deal, a weapons, an arms deal.
Yeah, I would imagine. So in Breaking Bad, there's that scene outside the hot dog stand. It's like a montage of people buying meth from them.
Sure.
So I just imagine them like perched up at this like hot dog stand and talking to multiple people throughout the night.
We'll actually get there.
Okay.
So now that I have you all here, let's go with Agent O'Leary first, and let's have you roll a criminology. And do you have bond with that is an arms dealer or a criminal that could help you?
I have one bond that is TBD.
Oh, well, great. So let's call him Sticky.
Sticky.
Okay. Oh, Sticky.
Thankfully, we've met him before.
I love the idea that Sticky might be a reoccurring character in Alex's games.
Okay, that bond is locked in, and you want a criminology roll?
Yes, please. I'd love for you to roll a criminology roll.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
That's a 93 over 80. This is one of the few rolls that I can't fail.
Right. He's still a little rattled, man. He's still a little rattled.
Demolitions. I'm a bit grim as well.
Okay.
Never let it be said that I lie on my rolls.
So you you call up Sticky. You really need a weapon, right?
Yeah, I'm looking.
So he picks something. He's like, hey.
Hey.
What do you need?
Brother, I need something big. I need something explosive, something destructive, something to mow down somebody from fucking outer space. I don't know what I'm getting into.
Okay, well, we can talk about that. I can get something like that to you in a week.
I ain't got a week.
Okay, you don't got a week. Okay,
well,
this guy calls me up and he says he's putting pressure on me.
Wow!
Look, I got like something for you. I can give you something, it might not be something like that.
I mean, anything, you know, we're businessmen, in a way. Anything you can throw my way, I appreciate it and I'll reciprocate next time you ask something of me.
Good, you know. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. That's how we 100%. Do things.
100%.
Let's meet at our usual spot near the marina.
All right. You name the time and place, I'll be there. Well, you already named the place. You name the time, I'll be there.
Yeah, it's going to cost you a little extra because you need this stuff now.
Look, there is an expediency cost, and I get that 100%.
All right.
I do the same thing. And also, if the customer is an asshole, I have an asshole tax. That's a 10% one.
That's smart. You're lucky that we're friends. I would like you to reduce another bond, not this one, by a D4, because that money is coming out of somewhere.
I know exactly where it's coming out of. It's coming from my daughter's college fund.
Oh, shit. Oh,
God. What should I roll to decide how much to reduce that by?
D4.
A D4, okay. Mm-hmm.
Fuck. It's on the floor, but that's a 2.
So I'll reduce Gwen's bond by 2. Sorry, that's daughter.
We'll cut to the marina. You're in like a dimly lit parking lot under a single street light. Sticky, he pulls up in his like rusty sedan. He's a hunchback man, and he kind of meanders over to the back of his truck. He pops that shit open, and he's like, "You're gonna like this one. This is an Italian firearm." And he pulls out a fucking Spaz 12, a semi-automatic shotgun.
Nice. Whew.
Like,
that's a classy.
Like a street cleaner.
It's a classy choice.
Yep.
Automatic shotgun.
You wouldn't be able to hide it.
What's the size of the drum?
It does not have a drum.
It has a tube. It has a magazine.
Yeah.
But it does not have a drum.
Yeah, it's not an AA-12.
Okay, so it doesn't have a drum.
Nope, because you failed the criminology rule.
Yep.
So you're getting something kind of bulky, something that you can't hide easily.
Hell yeah. How many shots we got in that magazine there?
Let's say 8.
Hell yeah. I love her. I'm going to call her Ursula.
That's a beautiful name.
A beautiful name for a beautiful gun. You know, you just get me, Sticky.
Worse.
Can we pause for a second, and can I just tell you how much I appreciate you, Sticky?
He gives you a hug.
And your presence in my life.
Come in, shoulder. Bring it here.
Hold on, I'll punch you on the gut, then I'll slap you on the ass. All right.
Oh!
All right, get out of here, Sticky.
All right, give me your money, let's go. We never met. And then he does one of these.
Yeah.
And he drives off. Montage over. Oh, yeah. You know, where'd that money go, Dad, for my college fund?
No, he's going to get the call from, like, the... Is your daughter in college, or is she too young?
She is 17 years old, and she's scoping out colleges.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So this call comes in a year's time when the check bounces to the college.
It's going to be a trade school.
Ooh. And she's gonna hate you forever.
Think of nothing worse.
All right, let's go over to Agent Nathan and Agent Opal. You've arrived at the scene. There's firefighters. They're like using the fire hose, spraying down this raging fire. They've pretty much got a handle on it by this point.
So he'll.
What's your actual name, Agent Nathan?
Ted Regis.
Oh, nice of you to show up, Regis. One of the firefighters say.
I had a thing I had to deal with. Get off my ass.
All right. Guess you're not getting invited to the barbecue.
You, short round, stay in the car. And he'll go up. Stay in the car. And he'll go up and kind of like check in with the situation. Everybody good? Yeah, sorry I'm late. Yeah, fuck you too. And then he's going to try and go through and maybe search the place to see if he lucks out on finding.
I think this will be a proper search roll for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Talk about a needle in a haystack. Jeez.
You've been told that it's like it might be in a box or something.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Because Opal's
search.
There. He's told you what it looks like, right?
Yeah.
All right. Give me a search
roll. So are you implying a bonus there?
No.
Damn it. 75 over 60, so fail.
Oh, so that is a fail. Okay. So, you end up finding... You're reaching around. You're kind of kicking aside rubble. You straight up kick someone person's head that's been charred and the skin's been flaked off.
Damn it.
It's kind of separated from the body.
He's got a cheesy grin on still.
Yeah, why don't you give me a sanity roll against violence?
Jeez.
That's a 3.
Okay, so with a 3, that's a pass. It's going to be, let's say it's 0. You kind of stomach it.
God, I hate kicking on heads.
Yeah. So you see the head, but with that, you still find it. I'm just, you see, you know, there's a head, there's like an arm, and then there's like a small box.
Okay.
It's nighttime at this point, it's 7.
All right, I guess he, after tripping over a head, he kicks this box open. He kind of like looks at it from a different distance and takes his toe and like kicks the lid open with his toe.
There it
is. They're in there.
All right. Blue-green rocks.
Picks them up and then makes his way through the wreckage back to Roy in the car.
You got him.
Roy, we got him. There was also this charred head. I don't even want to start, but look.
Hold on, let me see it. He pulls the box.
It's in the rubble.
Not the head, the rubble. He pulls the box and he's like, looks at it. You didn't happen to see any spongy little dinosaurs, did you?
I think we have those.
You have those, yeah. Some guy, someone has them on their person.
Oh, okay, my bad.
They might come up later, you know?
All right, good job, Nathan.
All right.
I guess we better get back to
and you get the fuck out of there, because back in the distance, one of the other firefighters say, hey, we got a body here, and then like a bunch of cops are going to show up. You pull away. So,
oh my god!
Last but not least, you're recovering, Asian Omar. Let's say a recuperation roll. That's going to be a Constitution times 5, and you do want to succeed this.
Yes, yes, we do.
You're resting on like a little sofa.
It's a 74 over 50.
I think he can't catch a break.
I think he's probably hitting the. So a lot of veterinarians will use ether to like anesthetize animals. I think he's been hitting the ether a bit hard.
Nice.
And he's a little bit older too. I mean, shit.
Yeah. But he's like he's in so much pain that he's like that he's,
yeah, it
like,
feels like your body's on fire.
Right. But he will, once he kind of comes down from this ether binge, fear and loathing style, he's gonna grab like his phone, there in the office or in the I don't have my burner anymore.
You did pick up O'Leary's phone.
Okay. He'll call Jillian Walsh and try to call her and just be like, pick up.
Okay. She picks up. Hello?
Miss Walsh.
Yes.
This is Omar.
Oh, you don't sound too good.
I have been better. Listen, how have things been? Are you okay?
Yeah, the voice is, I'm not hearing them anymore.
Excellent news. Listen, it is about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock now. I would like to hear from you, in the morning. Just make sure you have been sleeping well.
Okay, I can send a text.
Please send a text. Have you spoken to Simon?
He's at his dinner right now. I have. I said that you guys can be trusted.
Excellent. Okay, great. Check on him again tonight.
Okay.
You two need to look out for each other, but make sure that he knows not to talk about what he saw down there. We are trying to keep it under wraps. We have a process. It is mysterious and intricate, but we have a process on the list.
I'll see what I can do, okay?
It's an art, not a science. You just have to feel it, like dancing, like jazz.
Are you okay?
As he takes another drag of ether.
All right. Good night, Jillian.
Okay, good night.
Oh, shit, by the way, before I go...
What?
Listen, we want to do some research on the subways. Do you have records, access to when this place was built, how,
who? Yeah, I have records on that.
Like, maybe, like,
surveys, geological surveys, that kind of thing. Any information you have at all.
From what I know, Scalae Station was built around 1838, and then it got closed down in 1962 because new technology, new routes were made that kind of made the old one not needed anymore. The entrance to it can be found in a parking lot. You have my ID, so you can just scan in.
Okay.
I'm sure there's plenty of other entrances, though.
Any other information that you could possibly get about the construction, things, records of how things went? Did they find anything interesting when they were building this place, perhaps?
Nothing about that. It wasn't the place. The crawl space wasn't even supposed to be there. I checked all the plans. Double-checked them.
We may contact you again if there are other questions. Thank you, Julian.
Okay.
Be safe.
You
text
be
us
safe.
In the morning.
I will.
He hangs up the phone and again takes a huge just breath full of ether. Whole body just wrecked. Like, I had a motorcycle accident once, and that sucked, like, the next few days, but I was not down to an equivalent of 3 hit points in that situation. Mm-hmm. Like, I was probably nowhere near that kind of loss.
Talking about when you went down on the gravel?
Right, yeah, that was, ugh. So, Petrov is going to probably go over and try to, I don't know, he just tries to get as comfortable as possible.
Yeah, you can definitely do that.
Yeah.
So you're
actually
not bleeding anymore, which is good.
He will call Simon Gow, and even if he doesn't answer because he's at his thing, he's going to continue to call and be like, "Mr. Gow, this is Omar we met earlier. Call me back."
Yeah. So he will pick up later in the night, saying, "Yeah,
okay.
Dinner went well. I'm still processing, quite frankly. How's everything going on your end?"
"Oh, very good, sir. We are doing, just." Doing an investigation, doing a very thorough job.
And which company are you with? Which department?
We are a joint operation between many departments, sir. Including the EPA. This is why we are so concerned about the things.
Look, you gotta give me something, man. Who's your boss?
My boss goes by the name of Cho.
That's it? Cho?
Yes. Listen, Mr. Gao, I know it is hard to believe, but you need to understand that what you saw down there, we are getting a handle on it.
We seems want to a little make sure sketchy that, to me.
You're right, it does sound sketchy. But we want to make sure that no one else is exposed to whatever... college. Keep in mind, you lost several hours of time. You lost over 12 hours. We do not want anyone else exposed to this. It is a public safety risk. Can you imagine the political fallout if you created this artist gallery and then people started to get
sick?
Okay,
yeah, fine. I get it. I get that.
Okay.
No more from me. Just tell me whatever you find out, okay?
We will. Are you hearing the voices anymore?
No. They're gone away.
Very good. If that changes, call me back immediately.
Okay. And he hangs up.
Okay. I just saw your message, Jean, and the sun.
No, you can't say that now.
How's your son doing?
Is the sun still alive?
I was going to lean on
is
that.
Is your son still alive? All right. So, Petrov is just going to lay down and just... racked with pain.
You're just like, ugh.
So.
And now you can all meet back up, back at the clinic, which
before
is.
Before we do that, I wonder if I could just. Sorry, not to derail it too much.
No, please.
If it's possible, we don't have to do a role play thing, but I do have some environmental monitoring equipment, such as chemical sniffers and sampling equipment.
Yeah.
I don't know how exactly that would work, if that would be like set up. And then I can read it on my laptop. But I'd like to go to the entrance, not go into this spot, but the entrance and set up some of that stuff.
The entrance of the old subway station?
Right.
Hell yeah, you can do that.
I'll be like, something's still bothering me, Agent Nathan. If we could take one little detour before we get back to my...
Going to the hellhole.
No. The outside.
The outside of the hellhole.
Yeah.
The outside of the hellhole.
Just the outside. Wait to get us to the hellhole.
So you're going to the parking lot? Or are you entering the old subway station? Or are you entering the crawl space in the old subway station?
The parking lot.
Okay, so you're just going to set Satan's up... anus directly afterwards.
So you're just going to be in the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the publicly accessible parking lot.
I get you're hinting there probably won't be anything, but I'm going to try it.
No, I'm not hinting at nothing. I'm okay. Just saying that you're setting up this test equipment in a parking lot where people are just walking around.
Maybe like directly behind, because there's like a locked door. Maybe like directly
behind.
Yeah,
there's a door you scan in, but then that's entering the old subway system.
What does the sampling equipment exactly do?
It will tell you like probably collection. It would determine what kind of rock it is, what kind of chemical composition it is, or...
Okay, this is...
yeah, you might want to set more detail than most likely.
Okay, never mind. I thought it was like...
No problem.
Gotcha. I thought it was more of like a soil sampling type thing, but understood. All right, X that.
Okay.
All right, I guess we're back at the...
The fucked up thing is the rest of us have no idea what happened still to Jack. So it's just like,
oh, I see.
He Agent made Nathan it, right? knows.
Does he?
Well, he knows how he jumped
over his head.
He knows like how he died, but he doesn't know why he died.
Yeah, right. Yeah. John doesn't know why he died either.
All right, yeah. So you're going to all meet back up at the clinic here, and I would love for you to make me a power times 5 roll, Mr. Opal.
Okay.
This typically doesn't end well.
4,270.
So you succeeded. Okay. Great. You make it back home sound, safe and sound to the clinic.
Okay. So we're all there, and when these two guys get there and...
Mincemeat, how are you feeling?
I am fine.
He's in the ether.
He's probably put the ether away now. He's like, he might have hooked himself up like a IV drip or something, just like giving himself fluid, just like not enough to do anything, but just like he's trying to tend to himself. He's like, I am fine. You have the sample?
Yeah, got him in our shoebox.
Oh yeah.
Hey.
Got it right there.
Opal, we. We need to put this... we need to put some... I probably have...
Well, okay, Alex. It would be reasonable, I think, that Omar would have an x-ray machine in this veterinary's office.
Pretty absolutely. Normal. I'm a very reasonable GM.
You're a very reasonable GM. So you have surely an x-ray machine. I have like some lead lining and stuff like that, like some shielding.
Yeah.
That's available.
Like, works for me.
We need to put this thing, we need to try to shield it, or even if it can be shielded, or... I spoke to both Jillian and to Simon. They said they are no longer experiencing these hallucinations. I am worried that the longer we spend around them, the more likely... Because remember, Jack...
And he says that, and he, like, kind of, like... You know, just kind of like gets quiet. He's like...
That Oscar also heard things. I'm worried that the exposure to these rocks are bad. We need to try to shield, or we need to get away from them. Maybe we can put them somewhere away from anyone.
Might not be a bad idea, but...
Oh, you had a sort of containment situation, Roy. Thought you had some lead boxes.
Well, I have the best the EPA could provide. Dale.
Oh, government funded. I get it.
Lowest bidder.
I mean, I don't... With all due respect, I mean, I did a very... I threw the rocks at the MR my machine. Nothing happened. I mean, I drove all the way here with the rocks. And even rolled a power roll and everything's good. So I'm pretty sure we're good on the rocks. I don't think it's as cut and paste as what might be going on. I don't know.
Remember, when we got there, the light exploded. And
Petrov is about to say something. He stops. He's like,
it's almost as if the light exploded in order to hurt you, Opal. And then the MRI machine, which I will remind everyone, has no power.
No power.
That was not a natural or regular incident. Something is happening.
Something's happening.
All right.
I was going to roll an occult on that whole entire room, but I figured...
No room, no roll.
No
as
room,
they say.
No roll. That's
And also, last time I tried to roll an occult, the handler shut it down real hard and fast.
How exactly do you roll an occult? You get your dice out and say...
you gotta convert that.
If you were to say, hey, I'm going to use my occult expertise and see if there's any sigils or anything in this room, that's viable, right? I'll buy that.
No, I think you're going to take that with Art Dream.
But Roy will do it. He'll.
Well, Dexter, seeing as though you wanted to set up your lab, you want to just fire up the X-ray machine? Why not? I don't know much about this stuff.
I love firing up medical equipment.
That was a very American reference, specialty.
I do not know. I think we should. I do not want to put these things in my X-ray machine. That is not what I want to do. What I'm saying is that we might... I have some shielding, like some lead shielding here that we can maybe try to insulate it, protect ourselves.
Can I look around the room and make sure that we are not with any damaging electrical shit? No final destination shit happening in this room?
Yeah, you could definitely do that.
All right. That's a 2 under 50. Just an alertness.
What did you roll?
Alertness.
Oh, no need to roll.
Cool. So, nothing. We're good in this room. I did a quick scan. We're good. Lights a cigarette.
I'm smoking.
Yeah, Roy will try to set up a...
There's an ether, just like the room is just thick with ether, and you just like light up a cigarette.
He'll make sure that the container that's in, he'll try to line it best he can, but also set up his equipment to...
So are you going to keep it in the container and then put it in the X-ray machine?
I didn't think we were going to use the X-ray machine.
Oh, okay.
People who have X-ray machines and stuff like that, they have like those like lead vests.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's
right.
Just talking about to line the box or somehow line these.
Yeah, this is fine by me. I will say, if you just keep it in the box, you won't be able to study it.
Right. I mean, until I need to study it, I'm going to keep it lead-lined in this container.
Okay. That's smart.
What are we going to do?
Go down to that goddamn crawl space and kill everything that crawls. Or has space. Or takes up space.
Damn it, you were so close to having a really cool line.
One of these days, I'm going to nail it.
Just give me one night with this, Dale. I want to be as fully prepared as possible before we go down there.
We can split up.
Oh.
You did it once. It was fine.
Yeah.
Just for like 5 seconds.
Listen, what do you guys think?
Also, to be clear, these things survived the blast.
Yes.
Give me one night with this, and I'll find out everything I can to bring to the table. I'm not the shooter. I'm not the macho man, but this is what I do. And I need to add what I can to this situation.
Opal is right. It is his expertise. Maybe you can consult with Jillian. Engineer, maybe she knows some geology about the rocks.
Yeah, you can definitely spend tonight doing the research. That would be great. I'll take any science role you have. What's everyone else doing?
Omar is resting.
That's good. Are you in your own room? Are you staying in the vet? Are you getting a motel? Are you?
I think he's probably going to want to stay here, just like where he has like the medical equipment. There's probably like a little side office or something with like.
Yeah, just fall asleep in a comfortable chair for tonight.
Yeah.
I have to step away for 1 second. I'll be right.
Okay. What's everyone else doing? Are you getting like a hotel?
Ted and Dale will probably go to a hotel, and Ted will be like, "Dale, we going?" And I think Ted will spot Dale's railgun. Be like, what do you got there, buddy?
Oh, it's a pretty sweet piece I picked up in a green box.
Well,
I suspect it's janky.
Yeah, that looks
but I think it's got real cool potential.
Let me take a look at that thing. Can I take a look at it and maybe de-jankify it with my electrician skills?
I'd love nothing more. Now, when you're de-jankifying it, let me give you my life story. I grew up in a small town.
I regret this
and
decision.
I fell in love with Marla. And we had a real big back and forth love-hate relationship. She was sort of toxic, but I'm also sort of toxic.
Okay. I was going to do this quiet-like so that I can focus.
No, I'm just going to keep talking while you're working.
So, can I take a look at, can I inspect and try and get this thing? I don't want to get it running.
Absolutely. Do you have some kind of science role or some kind of mechanics?
I got an electrician.
That's perfect. You can roll that.
I got a 51 under 60.
Okay, so it looks like the dumbass who hooked this up in the first place, it would have only worked like half the time, but now you can get it to run pretty nicely, 100% of the time.
There you
squeeze
go, Dale.
The trigger, it launches a foot-long metal rebar rod into whatever you pointed at.
So this thing
is shit's
cool.
Lethal.
This is hella cool, but just keep in mind, if we got electricity shit happening around us, just keep it pointed downwards.
Yeah, maybe we should have a code word for that, too.
Okay. Petrov, you're in your office. So Nathan and O'Leary, you were doing that at the what do you call it?
The motel.
The motel. So you've got a motel set up, cash, fake name, all that good stuff. Petrov, you're relaxing in your office, you're nodding off. Finally, sleep starts to take you. Meanwhile, Opal, you're hard at work. Since you have like a place to set up, I'm giving you an extra 20.
I got a 26, and that's under whatever science role you want me.
Yep, works. So this is what happens. You've got this shit under a microscope. You're hitting it with all kinds of chemicals, acids, bases. They seem pretty hardy. And then you get under the microscope, and you can start to see that, these are not rocks. Because under a microscope, you're seeing tiny stacked platelets of like organic material, and these reminds you of scales.
Interesting.
And you're trying everything on these rocks, right? You're doing a full study, right, to understand them,
right?
So these scales, as you get like, maybe you try hitting them with like a UV light and you shine this purple light on it, and they start to just burn up and start disintegrating.
Hmm.
And then they're gone.
It looked like it was still alive? Like it was living cells going on?
No, like they're like scales that have shed off.
Organic at one point.
And it's at this point, I'd like you to make an alertness roll as well as... Omar.
Okay.
Okay.
See.
UV light.
31 under 40. We have a UV light.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's a 63 over 60 for Opal. Okay.
What about success you, Omar?
Success for Omar, 31 under 40.
Okay. You think someone has jimmied open the back door?
Oh,
like, Omar. As I'm, like, kind of, like, nodding off.
Yeah, you're nodding off, and you're hearing, like, a rustling.
Okay. Omar has his pistol, like, on him, and he is going to, even at his situation where he's, like, in all this pain, he's gonna, like, you know, kind of get up, and he's gonna point his, he's just gonna point his gun at the back door and just wait.
Okay.
You know, and, like, he's, if it, if someone comes through that he does not recognize, he's probably going to be like, you know, don't move.
I want to have an understanding of what you do now.
Of what's about to happen.
When you realize that all the lights go off.
Ooh.
What do you do? Yeah, same to you, Opal.
Like, the whole imagine, building,
like,
the
whole building about is when blackout. Opal,
so Opal probably doesn't hear it because he's just so engrossed in this study and, I imagine his UV is still active, and like he's just like, what in the world? As it like disintegrates and then the lights go off.
Yeah, the lights go out.
I mean, in character, he would probably be like, Omar? Like, call out to Omar.
Okay. If as soon as he says that, he's like, there's someone here.
And that is when you hear the door burst open. Burst down.
Great. Like, so, it's just like, wow.
Yeah, it just... So, I'm just gonna go right into combat order here.
Oh,
holy shit.
Great.
Because I already have everyone's decks. I'm well prepared. So, I'd like for you... Maybe your gun... Would you say you're just firing, right? Because you said...
Especially if the door burst open.
I'd love for you to give me a firearms roll at a minus 20 because it is pitch dark.
Okay. So you're probably not terribly surprised that I'm not super good at shooting.
Not great.
I love that. I love that for you.
So this will be... So you said a firearms minus 20.
Yep.
All right. I need a 20 or below. That's a 62. Two shots. Blam, blam.
So this is horrifying because as the muzzle flash fires from your handgun, you're seeing this figure in like a red suit. It's got like one of those respirator gas masks on, and in each flash, there's two flashes, they get closer and closer to you. In one of this guy's hands, this looks like you're getting like you're trying to understand what's coming to you, what's approaching you, and then just one word that fills your mind, and it's just exterminator. And in their hand, he's got some kind of spray, and he's gonna spray it in your eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're welcome to roll a dodge. Otherwise,
yeah, let's do that. Let's roll a dodge. That's a 39 under 50, a success.
A success. Oh, I did get a 45, which is a success, and it's higher. So
a higher success.
It takes precedence.
Right.
So yeah, you just got acid sprayed into your eyes.
Of course,
I
did.
I'd like you to give me a con times 5 roll. If you fumble, it's permanent.
Oh man, another 39 under 50.
So that's a success. Sweet. So you start screaming out as you have this liquid, this acid, stinging your eyes. It's pretty bad. Maybe you throw your hands up. Maybe you even drop your gun.
Well, I imagine he probably, his hands go to his face and he goes down on his knees.
Yeah, so you're going to take a minus 20, an additional minus 20 for the next, like, however long this combat's going to last.
Can I make a prediction here?
Sure.
I think we've fumbled this mission so bad that a cell above our order has come in to exterminate us and, like, just sweep us under the carpet.
Oh, man.
Opal, what are you doing? You hear two gunshots ring out and you hear screaming from Omar.
Okay. Are we in the same room or is this a separate room?
You are one room away. He's like in the hallway looking at the back door, or was looking at the back door.
I believe all Opal has on him besides his equipment is a knife that Jack
Love
gave
that.
Him.
That's awesome. You gonna use it?
Possibly, but I was also, since I am a science guy, you tell me, with these solvents here,
right?
Could I grab something that's flammable?
You could definitely do that, yep.
In hopes to like smash it over someone and then catch them aflame.
Mm-hmm.
grab that in one hand and the knife ready as well.
I love that.
And
absolutely love that for you. So you grip your equipment hard and you are running into the hallway. It is pitch dark. You don't have light. Because you're
okay, I wouldn't say I wouldn't be,
unless you want to use the UV light.
I would still be stealthy. I wouldn't just be running. I would be.
Oh, so you're going to be stealth? You want to sneak up?
Yes.
Give me a stealth roll then.
Okay.
God, I wish Zach was here.
55. I'd fail it.
Okay, so they might hear you for sure, but now it is the exterminator's turn, and you're like. You're like this, right?
Yeah.
You're just going to get a haymaker to the side of the head.
Fair.
So you're going to try. You're welcome to dodge again, but that will take up your next turn.
No, he's not going to dodge. He's just like... No.
Okay. I rolled a success. So you get one to the side of the head. I'm just going to say you're at so low health. I'm going to knock you out. I'm not going to deal damage. I'm going to knock you out.
This is that classic. In the movie version of this, they're very comical, like, ding, ding, ding sound.
Well, actually, let's make it more visceral. Your head snaps backward, and you hit the wall. A bunch of the shelf next to you, all bunch of the stuff falls. And you're like, out.
Out.
What are you doing, Opal?
So I'm sure he hears the struggle. Yes. Gunshots, and then boom. I think... Is the door open to this separate room?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, no, it's closed. I think you need your time to study this. You
wait by
rock.
The door.
Okay. So you wait by the door. You hear some shuffling around. And you're waiting. You're hearing movement. And then the movement's going away.
Because he's dragging fucking Omar.
He's got taken.
Back with him.
You hear a vehicle start.
Oh.
Opal will open the door. He can't see anything in this next room.
No, it looks. You just see a dropped handgun on the ground. It looks like someone was slammed against the wall. It looks like there is a crater in the drywall and a bunch of items from the nearby shelf have scattered all over the ground. There's a little bit of blood and there's some kind of chemical smell in the air.
Opal says, shoot. He'll run outside.
And you open the door, and you see, like, a red pest control van pulling away. It's too far to see the plates.
I can't catch up to it.
Guess not.
You guess not. I try to run and throw the fucking flammables at it.
Oh, okay. Versus you trying to run after a car that's running. I'm going to say that's probably not possible, unless you get on, like... I don't know, a bike or or a vehicle that you might have.
There's a Segway parked at the back door.
what do we want? A luck roll to see if I can track it down?
If you want to say you have a vehicle, you can follow it.
Yes, that's what I'll...
Well, the Volvo could be there.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try to follow it.
All right, and then you go, shit, the keys. And you run back into the office, and then you get the vehicle. It has quite a bit of a lead, but there's still a chance. Give me a drive roll.
Okay, I'm going to do a drive roll, and if possible, can I call Dale?
Absolutely.
While we're doing this. That is a 10.
What?
Nice.
That's a good roll.
On a drive.
Under 40. So.
Okay.
So you said you also called Dale.
Yeah.
Your fault. You're driving.
Dale, Larry, shit. They got Omar. Someone got Omar. There was a struggle. At his lab, I'm in hot pursuit. Hot pursuit, I say.
Hot pursuit.
Give me your coordinates, brother. Where are you?
And you're like, following this car, right?
I'm trying to see street signs, and I'm just saying, Woodchester, North Ave, blah blah blah. Just trying to yell stuff out as I'm going.
And I will say this is perfect because you continue following this van. It gets a little further from you, but you're still on its tail, and it turns a couple corners. You do too. You're right on them, and you find it parked outside of the old subway station, and that's where we're going to end it.
Fuck!
Oh. No.
Oh, that's where it's got to go.
You're gonna. Nice. We're going to find out that the hellhole is like the chute for like a wood chipper. and then Omar's just been fed down. Oh, God. Just weird.
So, yeah. Thanks for joining us again for another actual play game.
Oh, man.
Very nice.
The true hellhole is the friends we made along the way.
I'm so excited for this part.
Put that on a shirt. Oh, God. Yeah. Alex, man, talk about shit getting real quick. Good job, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, great job.
Great job, Alex.
Yeah. Listen, if you're listening over there on our channel, listen, go RPG Animators. They have loads of awesome stuff. Alex is over there with Nathan and with Lex and Holly, and they've got some other people in and out. They've got a bunch of good stuff, man. They really know how to pick apart and breathe new life into some really cool operations and stuff. Man, Alex, great job, dude.
That was a great job.
Thanks so much. I can't wait to see what happens next.
Yeah. Well, listen, we will, I guess we'll catch everybody next time.
Yeah.
And then, thank you. Thank you again, Alex. I'm sorry to see Jack go. And
that was the best way he could
have
gone.
That was funny. That was funny.
By the way,
he
John,
saved everybody.
By the way, John, when I said asked you to take out your headphones,
yeah, was that what
I called it?
You called it.
Beautiful. Okay. How did you call that, Joe?
It was because there was a bit when we first found the deck core where Alex is like, well, you know, you're going to need an electric charge.
Wired up
that.
To electricity. Yeah.
And I
very
remember
specific,
him saying that.
Very specific.
So
I leave hints for people who pay attention.
Amazing. Cool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Appreciate it again, Alex. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for joining. Peace.
See you later.
Later.
Adios.
Again. Thank you guys so much for joining us, and be sure to check out the RPG Reanimators on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, as always, stay safe and stay sane. Bye.